What is a mindset?
What is a mindset? It's a fantastic question. A mindset is really the way that you look at the world and interpret the world around you. Basically, the mind is set by specific beliefs. And so we kind of grow up assimilating the beliefs of mums and dads and teachers and society and culture and so on. And these beliefs actually provide a kind of filter through which we perceive and interpret the world. So your mindset, for example, around the world itself, as you look out into the world every day, do you believe it's a dark and dangerous world? Because if you believe it's a dark and dangerous world, you'll start to perceive events and circumstances and situations at a personal level. You'll start to perceive them as threats, as the possibility something could go wrong, as danger. And you won't realize it's because you're carrying this belief that's setting your mind that is then filtering the world as it comes from outside in. Whereas if you believe the world is a wonderful place, it's an adventure playground, then you'll start to perceive, to interpret relationships, situations, events as an opportunity to play, to be creative, basically. So you'll respond very differently to the world as it occurs around you on the outside. And of course, we have very different levels of mindsets. We have mindsets about the world itself, and we have a mindset about specific people or maybe the workplace or the work we do. But if you look into your own consciousness, you'll always find it's your belief about what you do that sets your mind, and that then dictates how you will create your perception of what you do every day. So a mindset really is like a belief. It's like a belief system that we have in our consciousness, mostly what we're not aware of, because most of these beliefs are a little bit subconscious. But they sometimes become very conscious if we're prepared to look inside and see.
So how do we create new ones, especially if we can't see the
beliefs?
Well,
that's the thing. We can't see the beliefs. And what happens is, for most people, is they don't realize their own mindset is responsible for any kind of stress or suffering or sorrow or unhappiness, you know, because one of the mindsets around relationships is that other people are responsible, that they make me feel upset, that the deadline at work, that's what's giving me pressure, feelings of pressure and anxiety. And so most people won't challenge their own mindsets until they have to. And that usually only happens when life becomes so stressful, so painful, something stops them in their tracks and they go, wait a minute, maybe I need to change something here. And that's when they become interested into what's actually going on in their own consciousness. And then perhaps a book, perhaps someone else or some event will make them, help them to realize, actually, it's my mindset that's responsible for the way I interpret and react to the world around me. It's not the world around me that's responsible. But that's quite a big penny dropper, as they say, for most people.
So how then would we go about creating a new mindset once we realise that?
Well, this is the process of first of all, realising it is my mindset, then identifying the specific belief that I'm carrying. It's like a virus in our consciousness. It's like a body has a virus, so our consciousness has these viruses called beliefs. And then it's realising, making the connection that it's the belief that's causing my suffering, unhappiness, my sorrow, or whatever. And then naturally you begin to challenge it and review it. And just behind, below, under that belief in your consciousness is what you might call a deeper truth. And in this instance, the truth is it's actually me that's causing me this emotional upset, and it's not someone else. And so the truth is that I need to change how I'm looking at the person or the situation in front of me. And ultimately, that means maybe rearranging many relationships, both with people and with the world itself around us. It means changing the way you see and interpret the world around us. And that means it might be in a relationship, instead of believing that they're a nasty, horrible person, you might realize, well, they're just doing what they're doing. And they might even be doing their best, and their intentions might even be good or whatever. And so you're beginning to shift your belief system about the person from something very dark to a little lighter, a little easier, instead of filled with resistance, it becomes an acceptance. And then you help yourself out of that suffering and that relationship.
So it's like a gradual process, really, that you keep working on.
Yeah, for most people it is. I mean, there are moments when it feels like you have a breakthrough and a penny drop. Oh, now I get, aha, now I understand. But for most people, it's a progressive process of deepening your level of awareness of what you're doing on the inside.
How do we create new perspectives and cultivate greater clarity?
Yeah, I mean, the basic methodology to really help you to see clearly what's going on inside is a kind of combination between with some kind of meditative process where you're taking your attention away from the outside and other people for a period of time at least. And you're going a little bit more deeply into your own consciousness, because below those beliefs that are the cause of whatever sorrow, suffering, pain or whatever, there is a deeper truth always to be found in every human being. But I need to kind of go in and look. So it's a combination of meditation and contemplation. Contemplation is a little bit different from meditation, because in contemplation you're consciously studying, you know, your feelings, your thinking process, not in an obsessive psychoanalytical way, but you're interested. Now, why am I making myself feel upset? And where is this coming from on the inside? And maybe what could I do differently tomorrow to not make myself upset in a similar situation? So you're studying your own experience. And that combined with the study of maybe the wisdom of others who are a bit further down the road, maybe in books or in seminars or whatever, it's not that you're just blindly believing them, but you're using their insights, their experience, to help you to get clarity about you. Everyone's different. Everyone has a different experience, a different record of memory. And so it's not that you're going to imitate or be like someone else, but you're using their wisdom to awaken your own wisdom, in a sense, on the inside. So it's like a combination of these two things, meditation, contemplation. And together, you'll naturally begin to respond differently, to interpret things differently, to perceive the world around you a little bit differently. It's just a kind of natural occurrence as a result of these two practices.
Okay, you said meditation and contemplation are different.
Yeah.
So how would you describe the meditation as opposed to contemplation?
All meditation is really self-awareness. Meditation is the cultivation of self-awareness. And so that's taking some time out and just being very aware of what's going on inside. And today, you know, you notice there's a huge rise in the popularity of something called mindfulness. Mm-hmm. And mindfulness is just another word for awareness, really. Aware of your thinking, why you're thinking a certain way, why certain thoughts are leading to certain feelings, and how those feelings are then making you act and interact in a certain way. And so the practice of some kind of meditation, whether it's mindfulness or if you want to go a little bit deeper, then there's meditation around this idea of who am I, what am I exactly? Because ultimately, it's the misbelief about who I am that is causing all my internal stress, suffering or sorrow. But it just takes a little bit of time to see that, a little bit of practice to realize that for oneself.
Yes, so if we're creating new mindsets, what do we base them on?
Mostly people's mindsets are based on beliefs and belief systems. Mm-hmm. And belief is not the truth. So it's about realizing what is truer for you. Truth is not a thing, it's not a fixed thing, it's not a philosophy, it's not an idea, it's not a certain concept that appears in words. But it's like a state of being that you need to access within yourself. And so your practice of meditation will give you that access, that taste inside of a truer state of being. And in many ways that could be called a freer state of being, because you free yourself from the attachment to the belief which is shaping your perception. So when that falls away, you allow a deeper truth to come through. And that exists in everyone, absolutely everyone. And that's why everyone has usually, when they practice seriously some kind of meditation, they will have an insight into that. They'll get a taste of that, usually at the level of their feelings first.
Okay.
Okay.
Or any last
great.
Words?
No. That's
great.
Fine.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Anytime. many